And Valentine's Day fast approaching, many will be thinking about finding love, but sometimes things are not what they seem. This is what's happened to John. This is not his real name. He fell victim to an online dating scam. I've been speaking to him and he told me what happened.
I went onto the dating site. I was feeling pretty low and I went onto the dating site. I was looking for some female company.
Yeah.
And I found what I was looking for, or as I thought, I found what I was looking for, but then they came up with me and they said that their parents were sick, or their daughter was in hospital, or there was no money for food. So I said, oh, okay, and I just did the decent thing, and I tried to help them out. But it just kept snowballing on from there, and it went on and on and on and on.
And this was a specific individual, a specific female who you felt you'd struck up a good relationship with?
It's, yes.
What name did she give you?
At the start, I can't even remember the name.
And did she flirt with you?
I flirted with her.
Okay. Because you were feeling lonely, John.
Because I was feeling lonely, yes.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody will judge you for that. Many people will have been in that situation. So there's nothing to be embarrassed about. And what she did was she exploited this.
She turned it to her advantage. And I didn't realise it was my bank that actually caught this on. Because I just thought that I was doing the right thing. But my bank seemed to think that I was coming in more and more and more and taking money out of my account. And it was getting beyond a joke. You know?
How much did you give her in total?
Between £8,000 to £10,000.
My goodness. And what was she saying that money was for?
It was for either someone that was in hospital, or it was for food, or she needed help to pay a bill, or what, anything she could think of.
And you were never suspicious, John?
I was never suspicious.
When did you realise?
When the bank is pulled me to one side and they actually had a meeting with me. And then I realised that this was actually going on. You know?
And then you felt pretty...
I just felt pretty down and pretty daft about doing it.
Yeah. And did you ever challenge her then when you realised what had gone on?
I kept on talking to her for a few calls, but I did not put any more money her way. I just told her I couldn't do it, that I hadn't got the funds.
And what happened then? Did she keep talking?
She kept talking. She just kept talking, and I need this and I need that. And I said, I can't do it. I've come to the point where I just said, look, I have to keep my distance here and stop. And I stopped, and that's how I got out of it.
What did the police say to you?
The police were not involved at this time. But I did the same thing for the police as I'm doing for you now. And they are still investigating.
And did you ever actually speak to her on the phone, or was this all by text and email or what?
It's all by text and email.
Yeah. So I guess your warning to other people is be careful.
Be very careful. There are people out there who are genuine enough, but there are also people who are willing to take advantage of anything they can get.
And is that money you can't afford to lose?
It's money you can't afford to lose, no.
Well, listen, I hope you're okay. And thank you for talking to me this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. It's a sad story, isn't it? Chief Superintendent Simon Walls from... the PSNI with us this morning. Good morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
It's sad because there's a vulnerable man. He was lonely. He's saying that himself. And someone took advantage of that.
Absolutely. It is a sad story, Stephen. And I suppose the greater sadness is that John is only one of probably countless people across Northern Ireland who are falling victims to scams in general terms, but also falling victims to what we call a romance scam or a dating scam. As you very helpfully said at the start of the piece, it's coming up to February 14th. People are looking for friendship, for companionship, for love, and maybe they're more susceptible this time of year when they see pictures in shops and red roses all around them. They want some of that, and they go online and they hook up with individuals, and those individuals are simply there to take their money away from them. And as John said himself, often these are people who simply don't have the funds. They can't absorb sort of the type of loss that John experienced. And what some of the figures tell us is that typically people are losing maybe £10,000, which is a significant amount of money for most people.
So what's the message, Simon? How do people spot this?
Well, Stephen, there are a couple of messages. I think the first message has to be, by listening to John's story, if you feel that you are being scammed, please put a stop to it now. Speak to the police, speak to Trading Standards, speak to your bank. There are lots of people out there who will help you get out of that immediate situation. So that's going to be the first message. Get it stopped and get it stopped now. The second message then is around, I suppose, trying to spot what's going on. Now, how we understand this works is a suspect, an individual or an organised crime gang will create a series of attractive profiles. They'll use people who will, I suppose, they will draw people in. Okay, they'll use images of attractive males and females to draw people in. That there'll then be, I suppose, a grooming relationship will start. People will be asked lots of questions. They'll be asked information about their personal lives. Exchange may become affectionate. There'll be trust will build up there, and by and large, people reveal more and more about themselves. And as John says, then will come the crisis or a request for funds or a request for items. So it could be a sick child. I want to come and see you. I can't afford the airfare. I'm stuck somewhere and I'm traveling. My car's off the road. People use a multiplicity of ways to try and get money or items out of people.
And is there no way of recovering some of this money for this man?
At this stage, I don't believe that John's money will be recovered, because unfortunately, many of these scams are taking place far away from Northern Ireland, far away from the United Kingdom, and the money and the internet traffic is bouncing all around the world. These are really, really complex crimes to investigate, because sometimes we just talk about scams and think, oh, it's just a bit of sharp practice, but scams are crimes, and actually many of the people we believe who are committing scams are actually organised crime gangs. This is serious, high-end criminality. This is not just sharp practice. This is not people being stupid. This is people being ripped off by organised criminals.
Okay, Simon, thank you.